Thoughts on Jude. Jude verses 5-7. Reminders. And it'll be reminders part 1. Jude 5-7. What's happening here is this. Jude has been urging these believers, he's urging all believers, to contend earnestly for the gospel, the faith once entrusted to the saints, revealed by God in his word, through Christ, but supremely in the days of the new covenant, and set out by the apostles. And Jude is determined to make his point. He not only makes the direct statements, but he wants to use illustrations. He wants to give reminders to these people. And he draws on the past and says about these historical events, remember, this is what happened in these days. He has 3 examples. And he's doing this to illustrate his doctrine and to cement it home, or to change the figure, to drive the nail home, to make sure it lodges and it rests in the life and attitude of these early believers, to those who have been called, who are loved by God and so on, and are in Christ. Now, these illustrations are like windows in a house. As Spurgeon said, we don't want the house to be made all of glass, but we don't want a windowless house either. There's a skill here. There's an ability here. There's a need here for preachers to use illustrations, for writers to use illustrations, not to give all glass, but not to leave the place in utter gloom and darkness. And the 3 illustrations here are Israel in the wilderness, the angels who fell, and Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember what he's talking about? An attack on the gospel. These pseudo-delphoi, these false teachers, doing what they can to bring down the gospel, to bring down Christ, to bring down God himself. And it's still going on today, my friend. The internet is rampant, packed with such stuff. Now, are we going to learn from Jude? We all need examples, and he gives them to us. He gives us reinforcements here. This is what he said. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you. And then he gives these 3 examples. Now that's the point I want to make now. Reinforcement, revision, reminders. Bringing home the point. When I was a math teacher, or an American friend's math teacher, of course, I would not only explain something like Pythagoras' theorem or quadratic equations, but the class, the individual, would have to do examples. I would show them examples, but then they'd have to do the examples for themselves, reinforcing it, revising it, reminding them of how they did it. So when they came into examinations, for example, or in development of their work later on, they met a problem, they may say, I've seen this before, and this is what happened then. And so our surgeons remember what they've done before. I made that mistake there. I shouldn't do that. I should do that. I should take this course, whatever it might be. And God has revealed the old covenant to teach us about the new. Not to enforce it on us, but to teach us and remind us of how things were. Now, this is what we've got here. We must learn from the past, not be shackled by the past, not, as it were, be locked up to the past, but drawing the principles there. Though you already know all this, yes, well, I hope that's true today. I want to remind you that the Lord did this and that and the other. He's speaking about their own experience. And brothers and sisters, we need to apply the past, the word of God, the history, God's dealings, to our present experience. Not a load of tacks driven in, just temporarily, but one big nail. This is what Spurgeon said, 1 6-inch nail driven in and cleated over. We've got to learn from the past and apply it. As I say again, not to be locked up into the past, shackled by it, but drawing the best from it and applying it to our own circumstances. And, of course, this is what Jude is after, not only knowing these things, but making our stand for the gospel in our own day.